cats are used to getting kisses, so that's nothing new to them. They just have to be themselves, and the females come up to kiss them.
And the very last card is the World card. I find it interesting that it's the World card. And the World card is Saturn. And Saturn is the, Saturn was seen as Hades. Hades stands at the gates of hell. Saturn is the last visible planet. Saturn, if you take the U and the R out of Saturn, you have Satan. Saturn rules Capricorn, which is the devil card, and Aquarius, which is the star. Could Saturn ever actually represent, or Saturn, Satan, the fallen angel that's trying to get back to the star, Aquarius? All right, the soul goes on and on, gathering experience after experience within God's universal plan. One experience gives birth to another throughout the eternal cycle of life and death. Existence is continuous, ever-changing, but never-ending, as the soul of man passes from one form to another. Each life he lives is only a glimpse into eternity, a chance for him to refocus and refine his ideals towards God's will. Each time, fear and indecision must be overcome so that the soul can take on one more step upward on the journey back to its eternal source. And in so doing, realize that it is part of God, an immortal manifestation of God's unlimited love. Which goes back to a podcast I had, it was early, I think it was called I Believe. And in that I said that God is pure love energy. It said God's unlimited love. So you're going to be judged. And then we're going to, it says the soul to take on one more step. Hey, we're going to judge. How did you do with the four elements?
I was going to say, taking a look at that card there.
That looked like somebody in the mirror.
Represent the four elements of air, fire, water, and earth, and they've been balanced, and they become the cornerstones of life. And you can check out the Wheel of Fortune card,
yep,
which has those four on the corners as well, as you pointed out earlier. And if you look at the legs of the woman on this world card, you see that they form a cross. Also,
sure do.
The legs of the hanged man do as well.
Yes, they do.
The triangle that's represented with the hanged man was under the cross, signifying that he was still bound by earth. And here, with the world card, that triangle is formed pointing upward. So it surmounts the cross of the material world.
Hence, and the cycle continues. Yes, back to the fool.
It's that world card also, it's about attaining, it's the merging of the self-conscious and the subconscious. And the blending of the two with the superconscious, which is the final state of the cosmic consciousness. So it's really about completion, success, and triumph from all the undertakings And if you go all the way back to that full card in the beginning, it's the journey to get all the way here to this end card.
And what does
all of these 22 cards represent? The major arcana, 12 of them are the zodiac astrological signs, the other 10 are the planets. And then after these 22 cards, when you continue on in that tarot deck, you go into 56 more cards broken up into four suits of 13 cards each, with the wands and the cups and the pentacles and the swords. And then that's trials and tribulations throughout life that you go through with moving on after this.
No, I said this world card is Saturn.
Yes.
Saturn is Father Time.
Time, Father Time, yeah.
And what is this journey of the Fool? What is it going to take? And hopefully, during this lifetime, Saturn also represents the wise old sage, the wise old, you know, the wisdom, the you know, the stability. Hopefully, you got stability, learn the stability through this journey of the Fool.
That's the exact word, journey of the Fool. And that's exactly what it's illustrative of, those 22 cards we just went through. The journey that you take through life, through these major
chapters,
mile markers, chapters, or chapters would be. Yeah, or milestones, mile markers or milestones. Mile markers could be or milestones either, or because with the journey, you're traveling, so there's mile markers where things occurred, or milestones where things that you've achieved. So it can be viewed in either way.
So in some
journey through all this.
So in some form or fashion, every soul is going to take this journey.
They definitely do.
Now, the question is, for anybody who watches this, where are you currently at on this journey as a soul?
Are you self-aware? Are you able to hold yourself accountable for choices that you made? Are you able to let go, to detach from incidents that you have been subjected to?
Are you still that same old angry, ornery SOB that you was a few years ago, Or have
because
you...
Because people hold on to the grudges.
Have you transformed in a way?
To be calm, to be still, to be silent, to be able to meditate, to be able to go within yourself and reflect on your life and your journey. Do you have strength, the card before that hermit, where you can draw internally on things when there's tough obstacles in front of you, and that you have the ability to overcome them and stay positive moving forward? Do you believe in justice? Are things balanced? These are all pivotal points and questions that you have to ask yourself as you go through these cards or these points in your life to grow and evolve as a person instead of stagnating or being weighed down from trauma, or you were dealt a bad hand, or things just didn't work out. Your mindset
or would you say victim mentality?
Yes, definitely. My mentor said something to me that I've never forgotten. She said it to me 10 years ago.
All right.
Always the victim, never the victor. Always the victim, never the victor. It wasn't in relation to me. She's way well past me. About that mentality with other people. And I have seen that illustrated numerous times and be able to say that to people to have them wake up and change their own mindset. Change comes from within. If I force you to change, it's going to create a feeling of resentment and anger because it wasn't free-flowing, because you didn't do it on your own time, at your own pace. But if you do it, if it's naturally occurring because you self-reflected and you were able to focus on things in your life or yourself, characteristics or your moral compass that needed to be adjusted or improved, and you do it because you want to raise yourself, then it's a feeling of self-satisfaction and gratification from within because you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? You wanted to.
Keep talking.
Not because you had to. And when a lot of people have things forced upon them, it makes them feel some sort of way. But if it flows naturally, then there's that feeling of success and accomplishment, and that they made the necessary changes to better themselves and raise themselves to another level in their life or in their environment or maybe even their friend circle, because they decided to sever from those who do not serve them as well as that which does not serve you, which puts you in a better space. Something that I say to people, and I wish people would remember, the company you keep is a reflection of yourself. And that really speaks volumes. Positively or negatively, that choice is up to you.
You got any last things to say about this journey of the fool?
The saying patience is a virtue really resonates profoundly, because you have to exercise that to accomplish things properly. And a lot of people lack self-awareness, which by default makes them lack accountability. And you really have to be self-aware and self-accountable to be able to stand in your own truth, to be able to know yourself, and to be able to balance your energy.
I probably would say the more you embrace and accept the journey, and not be up there, I don't wanna go. I don't wanna walk. It's too far. The more you just go ahead and accept what is. Hey, this is what it is. The easier your life would probably be. You know? I'm not saying things won't happen, but your ability to handle and maintain when things do happen would be go a little easier and smoother. So, with that being said, I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. You know, I end this. Know that's self-balance your energy.